Looking to tickle those neurons and fill a Friday night doing something a bit different with your group of friends? You've got to think outside the box. Ah, which just so happens to be the name of Goose's Quiz's Lateral Thinking Quiz. Our next event is June 7th. Check out the Assembly Roxy website for more information.
Hello, welcome to GQHQPQ. This week on the podcast, we have to my left, Scott.
Hello.
Opposite me is Kirsty.
Hello.
This week, and our guest this week is Ashley from 3.14 Bakery.
Yes.
Cafe.
Hi.
Bakery?
Bakery.
Bakery, yeah.
Yeah, I would say bakery.
Bakery. Definitely 3.14.
That's it. Yeah, or a variation of, yeah.
Hello, welcome. So you're our guest today. How are you getting on?
Very well, thanks. Yeah, great.
How's everyone else? I should probably ask. Scott, you okay?
I'm not too bad.
Yeah, Kirsty?
Yeah, great. Thank you for including me.
No, you're meant to be here. It's fine. So we have a special guest this week. So we've got a film round coming up later on, but we're going to chat away about stuff. First of all, our usual first question on the podcast is, do you listen to any other podcasts?
The only podcast that I listen to regularly is Adam Buxton's podcast.
Oh, nice.
Which is good, but he hasn't posted for a while, I just discovered recently. I'd kind of stopped listening to it for a while and then went back the other day and been like, oh, there's going to be so many to catch up on, and there wasn't any.
Oh.
I think he's busy doing stuff.
That's sad.
But his podcast is great and very interesting. I enjoy listening to that.
Oh, good. That's a new one. No one's ever mentioned that yet.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Listen to that.
No,
I've seen it around a few places, yeah. But I haven't listened to it ever.
I recommend it. Yeah. It's always got really interesting guests on, and it's very casual, and he does fun little jingles. He's funny.
Good.
It's great.
All the things this isn't.
Yeah. No,
jingles,
I really recommend.
Scott, what we need.
I'm sorry.
And it's pretty funny as well. So.
Oh, nice. Good. And bakery, how long have you been baking?
I've been baking probably for as long as I could bake, I guess. Obviously, okay. Growing up and stuff at home, baked a lot as a hobby at home, but then professionally it's been more, I went into working in restaurants and kitchens and stuff with the aim of like moving into becoming a pastry chef.
Yep.
Didn't really pan out how I was hoping, and then eventually got a job at Love Crumbs, which was great. And okay. They took me on, and that was, I can't remember, four years ago.
Cool.
So got a lot of experience there, and then that kind of evolved into 12 Triangles, and then I learned to bake bread there and stuck there for the last few years.
Nice.
And then, yeah, I just kind of wanted to make cakes again, just really enjoy making cakes.
Cool.
So kind of transitioned, opened my own place and
nice.
Just started doing it.
Very nice.
So that's professionally for 7 years, I think. Oh, wow. I've been working in kitchens.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, that's how long I've been doing that.
Sweet. So you baked a lot when you were younger?
Yeah, kind of just like stuff at home. I'd make like, you know, a lot of like packet stuff, you know. It'd be nice. Like Jammy Dodgers and those little fairy cakes with Tom and Jerry on them.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Those,
you know,
oh,
the classics.
Man, I should have made that.
me and my dad used to bake and stuff at home. And then I just always kind of continued that on. And when I'd moved out of home, I always really enjoyed like baking, and then started to get into cooking, and and I just kind of started to think of it as a career when I always worked in administration, and the office I'd worked in kind of on and off over my life up until that point was it was bought over by a larger company, and so I was made redundant, and so I had a little bit of money and a little bit of time out, and I was 25 and was just kind of thinking this might be a time to kind of reassess where I am in life and what I'm doing. And yeah, and then sort of like didn't want to open a place because I didn't have any experience in the field, so started looking at working in kitchens to try and get some kitchen experience. Moved to Edinburgh. I was still living like back home in Dunfermline at the time. Moved to Edinburgh, and then, you know, and that was it. And then six years later got my own bakery.
Nice.
So,
and where is it? Location-wise?
It's opposite the Commonwealth Pool, so in Newington, literally across from the Commonwealth Pool. There's nothing else there. There's a newsagent next door, and me.
There's
no reason to go. No one's ever in.
So you get on well with your neighbours then?
Yeah. Oh no, the neighbours are great, actually.
Either side, dead to me.
Yeah, but it's definitely off the beaten path. which was a bit of a concern. But it seems like people are starting to hear about it. People are kind of finding their way to me now. So
nice.
Yeah.
Good views of Arthur's Seat as well.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. No, it really does. It's got great views. I was a bit concerned because it's got a really busy road out the front, and I thought, oh, it's going to be a bit noisy and everything like that. And but you don't even really notice it because I've got a lot of plants inside and it's quite quiet, and your eyes just kind of naturally goes above the road and over to the crags and Arthur's Seat. So it's quite a nice, quiet little place, actually, considering it's on a massive, busy junction.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. Do you have like a specialty, something that you're like really proud of that you'd be like, try this, everyone?
Is it a Tom and Jerry cake?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, I should make those,
you're trying
right?
Maybe package I should
it as remake them. Yeah.
This is a That's Jerry a and Tom idea. Cake. Yeah. This is brand new.
I'll just have to get the little rice paper images.
I love those things.
Yeah.
Surely you can make your own.
Probably. Print on them yourself.
Surely. Yeah.
100%.
Surely. Mm. That's where I'm going. That's my next venture.
Yeah.
Copyright.
You heard it here first, person.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I guess I was doing Babka really regularly when I opened, and I would like to start doing that more frequently again. Now that I'm a lot busier, it's one of those things, like, it really has to be eaten fresh, and it's, you know, so I was kind of reluctantly kind of often throwing bits of it away. And
yeah.
But I would like to start doing that more regularly because it's not something you can find very easily in Edinburgh. In fact, I don't know anywhere that does babka in Edinburgh.
Don't even know what it is. Yeah.
Just in case, explain to Scott.
So it's
an
Australian thing.
Yeah, it's a Jewish thing. I think it originates with babka in Polish is grandma, and they used to take the leftover dough and would cover it in jam and then re-roll it back up. Okay. And that would become, but there's also a kind of Middle Eastern version which, well, you can kind of put all different types of flavors in, but I think the traditional one is like chocolate, cinnamon, and hazelnut. Ooh. And you just you make a sort of paste out of that, layer it onto the dough, and then roll it up. And it's called a kranz, is the shape. You cut it up, and it's full of layers, and you braid it. Anyway, it's an enriched sweet dough with hazelnut, chocolate, and cinnamon, and you soak it in syrup once it's baked as well.
Okay. Yep.
But it's a big Jewish thing. It's really big in Jewish communities.
I could definitely get on board with that.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. I think it's big in Seinfeld. Usually when you say to someone babka, they say, oh, Seinfeld. But okay. I've never seen
babka
Seinfeld.
Babka and baselines.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Only thing I find funny about Seinfeld.
It's the only thing I know about Seinfeld. Yeah. Babka and the slap in the bass or whatever. I've never seen it, but
don't bother. Just watch out
for
the babka.
It's totally overrated.
Yeah,
right?
Get what, you know, like... people have
Kirsty's hot take
of the week. Yeah, things I don't like.
Not a fan of.
It was the Beatles last time.
The Beatles last time, and now it's Seinfeld. Yeah.
She had a stab at The Office as well.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
forget.
I did. Yeah,
just really hitting the targets.
Is this where you really like come to the fore?
I'm just complaining about stuff. Yeah,
One drink and she's off.
Barely a sip.
A sip and she's off. Fucking Seinfeld. Babka's good. I can get on board with that. Looks like...
Well, you're looking at babka there.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it looks good. Yeah. I mean, it tastes as good as it looks.
Dangerous. Well, should we say the reason why we've got you on the podcast? Louis, you...
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah, I was curious, actually.
I was in one day.
Oh, were you?
And you had a Parquet Courts t-shirt on.
Oh, for real? I don't remember you coming in. I'm
no,
so
no,
sorry.
No, it was fine. I'm pretty...
Doesn't have a memorable face. You
know? Yeah, I'm a shadow. Yeah, and you had a band t-shirt on. I was like,
yeah,
it's quite cool.
Yeah.
Scott sent me an email.
Yeah, but... Oh, that's great. Well, Parquet Courts,
the
amazing.
Doors, it opens.
The mutual taste in music.
Yeah, exactly.
Great. I'm wearing a band t-shirt today as well. Someone else.
Who is it?
Advanced Bass. It's my favourite t-shirt. It's really cool. It's cool, yeah. Right?
Not your favourite band, though.
No, he's great. I hadn't actually really heard of him recently, and I went to see him in Glasgow recently, just on a sort of... My boyfriend goes to a lot of gigs, so we went. And I just loved the t-shirt. But he was also great. He's a bit like... oh, God, what's his name? Daniel Johnson. Do you know Daniel Johnson?
Yeah.
It's a bit Daniel Johnson-esque.
Yeah.
Kind of really stripped back.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. He's playing in Edinburgh soon.
Oh, nice.
Recommend. Ooh.
Advanced Bass, go find them.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, from now on, maybe I should just always wear band t-shirts because it will open all kinds of doors.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Hasn't worked for me yet.
Well,
you're just wearing the wrong ones.
I've not seen this band before, Scott.
Yeah, no, who's that?
Nike. No, Nike and the Mechanics.
Oh god, that was like my favorite, my mom's favorite band. I listened to Nike and the Mechanics so much growing up.
Yes,
it was always on in the house.
That's where the conversation was meant to go.
I've made that joke about 20 times, and that's the best reaction. That's all I'm looking for.
Got it recorded as well.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. So how long have you been open on?
So I opened in the last week of August last year. So just the festival. I was hoping to open before the festival and kind of get things going. But then just delays, like getting things signed up legally and things like that. Just, you know, didn't quite get there. But yeah, I opened on the 20th of August, 2018.
Ooh,
nice.
Got a birthday coming up.
Yeah,
then.
Yeah.
Pretty soon. Yeah, I can't believe it, but it's almost been a year.
Birthday Babka.
Birthday.
Mm, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm thinking, I don't know what to do about that, actually, because obviously I would obviously like to have a big party and close and everything else, but then it's also just like, I can't really close during the festival because I'd miss out on like a week's taken in 2 days. So I'll see what happens. Maybe I'm thinking about going away on a little holiday kind of like the beginning of September, so that I can just roll all into a big sort of post-festival birthday celebration
Do
thing.
The hard yards and then have a little break.
And then, I think most places in Edinburgh kind of
shut
in September.
Shut down. The whole city just closes down. Like,
rightfully so. Everyone needs to recover.
Everyone finally sleeps again.
Yeah. And the students turn up.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know how am I going to enjoy the festival when I'm working? I'll probably have to work 7 days a week. I don't know what I'm going to do. but I'm going to have to start thinking about that soon because it's May now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Getting pretty close.
Oh.
Yeah, a few months.
You'll work something out.
Yeah.
Get some subbies in.
I think I'm just going to get some folk in.
Yeah. Come on.
What are you guys doing? Do you guys want to come work in a bakery for August?
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty sure, but
as long as I don't have to bake. You've seen. Oh, and also.
It's a good segue.
Yeah. So because you're in baking extraordinaire today, we thought that the people in the office, Kirsty, Louie, myself, would have a little bake-off.
Okay, yeah.
And maybe we could do like a sort of tasting later.
Okay.
So, Kirsty, what did you make?
I made flapjacks.
Mm-hmm.
It was in the middle.
Yeah, I cooked them for a little bit too long though, so they're a bit crunchier than I want them to be.
Okay.
But flapjacks for me.
Yeah. I think yours look the best.
Thank you. Chocolate on top. They do have chocolate and seeds.
Drizzled.
Drizzled. I agree with that.
And some fruit in them as well.
Yeah.
A little bit of dried fruit.
So when I suggested a bake-off, like, I thought that we were just going to go something quite simple. But then you guys have made fantastic things. Louis, what'd you get?
I made three different types of cookies that have merged into a pile of cookies.
A Tupperware slab of cookies.
There's too much sugar in them. And
maybe slightly underbaked.
A little bit too soft, and so on the way here, they've transformed it into a lump.
Coalesced.
They had soggy bottoms.
Yeah,
that's the
three different types of nut-based cookies in one go, but I'm sure it tastes okay. I mean, you know, it's got sugar in there, it's fine.
I'm sure it's great, they look
great.
There's
some tablet, it's a bit fudgy as well, but I didn't make that.
Did you make the tablet? Oh, I was going to say, wow.
My girlfriend made that.
Oh.
Shout out to
Because tablet is tricky, actually.
Yeah.
It can be quite difficult.
Yes, she does all the work, and then I start it for a bit. From the 5 minutes of intense stirring, I did with three of them. It's hard work making tablet.
Mm.
And then Scott, what did you make?
So everyone's heard that I've bought a slow cooker recently.
Oh, is that your cooker? Oh, okay. I thought that was a side thing.
Sorry. That was the slops.
Oops, sorry.
So I don't know if it's okay.
Why is it over there?
I mean,
you're so embarrassed.
I think everyone knows why it's over there.
I didn't realize it was a part of this.
Yeah.
Sean's been the corner.
Yeah, it's,
I think it's fermenting over there just now. It's really slow cooking.
Well, I think we found our loser for the competition.
You know what? It's on the taste, isn't it? I'm sure it'll taste.
Is it?
So what did you make?
The texture.
Mouthfeel,
I don't even know what it's... everyone knows I bought a slow cooker. I asked my sister for a recipe and she sent me...
Do you own an oven?
This is... Yeah, I do.
Okay.
She's like, oh, this is easy. And I was like, yeah, that's what I need. Easy. Doesn't take much of my time. Just, you know. So it's an Apple thing.
Oh, right. Like, it's an Apple slow cooker. I didn't know they made slow cookers.
Just in case people want to Google this, the recipe.
I think it's like an Apple dump cake.
Yeah, like a dumpling, essentially.
Maybe. Yeah, probably. Well, that makes sense.
I think so. It looks steamed.
You don't have to Google it. So what it's actually supposed to look like.
Okay.
I think that's probably what it's supposed to look like.
I think, well, yeah, definitely.
I don't know. I mean, pretty, yes. A steamed pudding, they never look great.
Maybe it's supposed to like,
no, it doesn't look like that.
They kind of just look a bit like a big ball of dough.
This is a great audio podcast.
Maybe I'll pour it out onto a plate or something.
We've got looks and taste.
We've got some straws we can...
Yes, yours is the most liquidy out of everyone's. And then you brought in, actually, nice things.
Yeah.
Cookies and what's the cake?
It's just a vanilla raspberry cake. And like I said, it has been sitting out all day, so it's probably a little bit stale. So
it's fine.
That's, we can manage in comparison with these.
Yeah, I think you're not in much chance of putting you out of business.
If you want to take the night off and sell these tomorrow, that's fine.
Oh, yeah, maybe. You know what? Yeah. Maybe. I'll set up a stall outside.
There's a lot of them.
Yeah, I could put another dump cake on there.
Scott's dump cake.
How long did it cook for? How long was it cooking?
I put on at 9:30 this morning, so probably
in
four hours. No. Nah. At home. I live just around the corner. So.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Okay, you said that.
So everyone will probably see a sign out front of my door soon saying dump cake, £2 a piece.
Scott's dump cake.
So hot, I don't know if it's undercooked, overcooked, what it is, but it's there. So, yeah, we'll see.
That's the one I'm most intrigued to try, to be honest. Yeah, same. I'm excited about that one.
Flapjacks are standard.
Well, we've all had those before.
Yeah. A dump cake. Scott's dump cake.
Something new.
Okay.
Uncharted territory.
So, my sister had confidence in me.
How old is your sister?
31.
Okay. It's not like you got advice from a child.
Oh, no. She's 3.
She said, just put these things in and put in the slow cooker.
I thought the crayons was a weird ingredient.
Oh, some candles in there already. It's like pre-cooked. Oh, well, we'll try those later.
I mean, can you get food poisoning from baked stuff?
As long as it's been cooked.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
Like, eggs,
eggs are pretty safe in the UK anyway, aren't they? What with that lion stuff?
Yeah, as long as you're not a pregnant lady or anything like that.
I'm not.
I mean, of course, I hope not. As far as I know.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I eat raw eggs all the time, so.
Just in a pint glass, chug them down.
Oh. Yes, I did go to school with a guy that did that.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah, that raw egg thing.
Get them proteins.
Why?
Apparently, it's good for you. There's other ways.
There's definitely other ways.
Definitely other ways also, you could to get your protein.
Cooked eggs, for example.
Exactly.
Yeah. Scrambled.
What? Why do. Is it. There must be some advantage to them being raw, I presume.
Just save time.
Is that it?
Probably. I used to have.
Crack and go.
I used to have a raw egg with some milk and some vanilla essence.
No, you never.
Blend it up.
Are you serious?
Yep.
Why?
Just a raw egg with vanilla.
And milk.
And a bit of milk.
How tough was it growing up in Australia?
I mean, it's all we had. We have to deal with.
Is this your version of ice cream or something?
Oh, you just hold it outside and it cooks itself.
That's just raw ice cream, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm so glad you didn't make that for today.
Next week we'll get a smoothie professional on.
Okay. Oh, nice. So, what do you like to do around Edinburgh when you're not, you know, baking away?
You've been going to a lot of kind of live music lately, and I like going to the cinema, I like going to the pub. I cycle quite a bit. It's nice that the weather's a bit better, though my bike got ran over the other day.
Oh, no.
But,
you weren't on it at the time.
No, just the bike. It wasn't even that bad, granted. It was like, my bike had fallen onto the road. Outside my shop, I'd chain it up to a lamppost, and it always gets knocked over. I had gotten knocked over onto the road, and I hadn't noticed, and a van ran into it.
Oh, damn.
So the back derailleur is gone, and I think the back wheel might be a little bit bent. But that's fine. I'll get it fixed tomorrow.
My flatmate cracked the filling in his back tooth.
Ooh.
And like split half his tooth off.
Ow.
From a Greg sandwich.
On a Greg sandwich?
Yeah, like I think it was a tuna crunch one. Mm-hmm. And there was something in there.
They are quite hard at some point.
Whoa. And yeah, he cracked his filling and part of his tooth fell out.
There's something hard in... What is it?
I don't know.
Tuna and sweet corn.
Yeah.
It's in a baguette, though.
And he swallowed the evidence, so...
Unless it's a big fat bone.
Oh.
What else could it be?
I like the addition
big
of
fat fat tuna bone.
Big fat tuna bone. You found your
That's
team
it,
name.
Yeah, I'm going to write
that down. Yeah, so he chipped, like, oh, yeah.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
So now eating these slightly crunchy things compared to a tuna crunch.
What is the crunch in a tuna crunch?
Exactly.
It's
a sweet corn.
It's got salad in it as well.
Like onions and stuff like that.
Oh, so it's more like a crisp.
But none of
those
things are hard enough to break your teeth.
Not like Doritos in there.
So there must have been something else in it that chopped it off.
So yeah, Greg's are paying for his dental treatment.
Really?
Amazing. Really? See, well, I'm thinking the guy who ran into my bus. it was an Asda delivery van. So I've got his reggie plate. So I'm going to contact Asda.
As I can pay for your bike
and
repair.
Maybe they'll pay for my bike repair.
Nice.
And somehow link it to your tooth.
I've had just traumatic toothache.
Stress toothache.
I run a business. I'm having to walk to work. But they're a big enough company that they'll probably just be like, yeah, whatever, here's 100 quid or
just
something.
Pay you in
flour.
At
Asda.
Have all the sugar instead.
Yeah, fair deal. I would take it. No cycling around. I'm looking forward to going a bit further afield. I only started cycling about a year ago. But now I'm kind of ready to go on cycle tours, I think, like head out of town rather than just around town.
Oh, nice. Louis definitely the one to talk to about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got Lycra on right now.
You got the Lycra? Any opportunity.
Not today, just every other day. It's going to be quite nice next week, so.
I saw that. Yeah, the only issue is I do work 6 days a week.
Nah.
So I don't have tons of free time.
That leaves one cycle day.
Also my day of like doing it's my day off. I'm just gonna
just rig up like a generator to a bike, and that's how you can do some of your mixing in the shop.
That's
a great idea.
In front of you, see the cycle.
Just
Google
do it all
Street
in one. All in one. Just create some kind of machine.
Attach hand fan, you'll feel the wind, it's fine.
And then slow cook all at the end. Just leave it on overnight.
Chuck it all in on a Sunday night, coming on a Monday, bam, it's all done for me.
You figured this out, Scott.
Perfect.
Everyone else is wasting their time.
Exactly, idiots. 5 minutes of prep.
Maybe this is it, maybe that's what I need to look into. Just like, I'm a slow cooked bakery now. I've just got 10 slow cookers in the back. I've just got a different mix in each one.
Is this ready yet? Oh, come back in 7 hours.
That's
tomorrow
a great
morning,
idea.
Yeah,
just cut down my labor costs.
Yeah,
by tenfold.
You're welcome.
Well done, Scott.
You know what? Maybe this cake's going to be amazing. Maybe it's going to blow our minds, and I'm literally going to open a slow cake bakery. We'll see.
No, it's a dump cake. It's a dump cake bakery.
Call it what it is. don't try and glam it up. It's a dump cake.
Well, just so you know, my hopes aren't that high for it.
So it turns out to be some old family recipe from Scott. Oh, nice. So do you have any other bakery recommendations around Edinburgh, since you're a professional?
There's a lot of really good bakeries in Edinburgh, actually. There's a lot of good everything in Edinburgh, I think. It's really good. There's a lot of good independent businesses in Edinburgh. And that was partly, like opening a business is scary, and like with Brexit and stuff and my financial future and everything, you know, it was all a bit scary, but I think Edinburgh's really good for that. I think there's a lot of good food, a lot of good independents, a lot of good coffee, a lot of good bars, a lot of just, it's just great, I think. And because even though it's a small city, there still seems to be enough room for everyone, and everyone's kind of doing fine, and, you know, and, but in terms of recommending other bakeries, obviously I worked at 12 Triangles, so I would recommend them. I think they make, personally, I think they make the best bread in Edinburgh.
I love their bread.
Delicious. Yeah. And the pastries as well. And I obviously, because I've worked there, I can vouch for it. I know that what they're doing is authentic, and they're doing what they're saying they're doing, which maybe some places aren't. Everything is naturally fermented, and it's fermented for a long time, and, you know, it's just delicious. And so I completely support those guys, of course. Pastry section, I think, is amazing what they do. I'm in awe of their cakes and baked goods. I think it's fantastic. Tasty buns are amazing. Like, Louise is brilliant. I've met her a few times.
She's so friendly as
She's amazing.
Yeah,
she's great.
Such a sweetheart.
And it's nice because she kind of started out as a one-woman thing as well. Mm-hmm. So she's just kind of gone for it, and I think is doing really well for herself now. So I'd recommend those guys.
Do you have a favourite? Pub. You said you quite enjoy
favorite
pubs.
Pub.
Yeah, I mean, that's tough.
You miss what? I'm just trying to think. Do I? Where do I even spend the most time? Sorry, I'm just like
blank
out.
All of a sudden.
I really like Brauhaus, but it's quite expensive. But I really like it in there. And I
it's
really
like kind of treat yourself.
Yeah, that's the kind of like go to Brauhaus. Feeling for fancy. Nice. Yeah. I've always kind of, like, Brass Monkey on Drummond Street, the one in Newington. I used to go there a lot with my friends, and the pub quiz is quite fun, and that's kind of... But that's just because it was, like, my local with my pals, I think. I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. I don't have like a regular, I don't think. I just kind of dot around different pubs.
Yeah, I think I'm much the same.
Yeah.
Kind of have the same ones that I go to all the time, but not
for, that's for work.
Yeah.
Well. I also find it hard now. People are like, what's your favorite pub? And I automatically go, oh, which of the three pubs that I work in are like the best?
The ones I go to ever.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Barely ever any other pubs.
Mm. Although the Dick's quite good, obviously. It's quite a nice bar.
Dick, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Quite
yeah.
like that.
TRD.
Especially at this time of year, it's nice. I find myself sort of hanging around Summerhall a bit more often during the kind of summer months. And
anywhere with a nice wee space to sit outside in the sun.
Yeah.
While there is a sun.
Yeah,
it's good.
When it's not blocked away.
Hey.
Cool. Oh,
nice. I think we're good to go on to the game.
So now we do the quiz.
All right, so we can move on to the second part of the podcast. We've got the percentage game. Goose, tell us how it works.
The rules. The closest to the actual percentage gets 3 points. The second closest gets 2, and the furthest away gets 1 per question. There's still the easy and hard rules, so if you get one question right and you're in the easy rules, you get 5 points closer to the answer. On the hard rules, if you get one wrong, you get 5 points further away. The most points at the end over the 10 questions wins.
Yeah, we've got the percentage game. So this week, Ashley picked a film round. 10 filmy questions, 10 of Hollywood's finest. Everyone at home can play along as well. Keep track of how you got on. Question one. Dustin Hoffman has won the Best Actor Academy Award twice for Kramer versus Kramer and which other film?
Oh.
So just write a film down that he's been in. And what percentage of teams got this correct? But yeah, D. Hoffman won Best Actor Oscar twice for Kramer versus Kramer and then which other film?
Oh, and I need to put in the percentage as well?
Oh yeah, so answer and what percentage of teams got it right?
Oh, I can't remember what it's called.
Oh, that's a serious one to start.
Oh, Dustin. Yeah, okay. I know who it is.
Good.
Can't think of the. Oh.
I may be way off here.
I know, like.
Oh, I'm enjoying this. 9 more questions to go. Buckle up. Turn those whiteboards around.
Juicy. Hey, that's not bad.
That's a film.
It's a film with Dustin Hoffman.
That's,
I did not.
Honestly, that's all I was going for.
Yeah, yes. Didn't even get that far. So.
Answers. Scott, you said.
Tootsie.
Kirsty, you said
that Blood Oil Diamond film.
Blood Oil Diamond film.
Do you mean Blood Diamond?
Diamond.
Probably. Yeah.
Is Dustin Hoffman in
it? I don't know. Is he?
Leonardo DiCaprio is.
Yeah. Well, then. So.
Unless he plays.
Oh well.
The diamond.
Is it? He voices the diamond. Yeah. I'm sure.
So the Blood Oil Diamond film, and Ashley, you said.
I've gone for The Graduate.
The Graduate.
Maybe I should write in capitals and much larger next time.
Yeah, you got space to grow into.
I've gone for The Graduate with 80%. I'm doubting all of that.
You said 80%. Scott, you said
47%.
And then Kirsty, you said
67%.
Okay, so
I guess the first one's a good benchmark, isn't it? To kind of get the sense of what's going on.
First one's always a bit of a citer. So we've got 3 different answers. No one got it right.
Aww.
It is Rain Man.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
Of course.
Everyone was wrong, unfortunately. Rain Man. Percentage, though, this is the main thing. So we've got 47, 67, and an 80.
What? Wait. You can get the percentage right even if your answer was wrong?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh.
So that just moves you closer to the correct.
Oh, okay, right.
So yeah, 47, 67, 80. 47, 67, 80. The answer is 72%.
Oh.
So that means 3 points to Ashley.
Oh, wait. Nice. Hey. Oh.
2 points to Kirsty. 1 point to Scott. Then question 2. These are big films. Big films. One of these has been shown last night.
See,
in
this
town.
Is probably where I fall down on this.
Oh, no. Everyone has seen at least one of these. Who directed Terminator, Aliens, and Avatar? Aliens was on last night at the film house.
Aliens, yeah.
Yeah, second one. The action one.
I saw that for the first time in the cinema a couple of years ago, and it was incredible.
Yeah. Yeah, I think anytime Alien or Aliens is on, I have to go see it this summer.
Sure.
Oh, I didn't go last night.
Me neither. Before but I was by, it was strongly on my intention to go, but I did not. But I saw it. Yeah, the Camilla did a sci-fi season a while ago, and I went to see Alien and Aliens.
Yeah.
And it was the first time I'd seen Aliens. Mind-blowing. It was also the first time I'd seen Terminator 2.
Nice. Also, good film.
Oh, especially in the cinema.
I really hope you get this right after all this.
No, check you out.
I always leave before the credits. Okay, Terminator, Aliens, Avatar, big films. Turn those whiteboards around. What's everyone said? Okay.
Jim.
Scott.
Oh, you've gone. I've gone way lower. Can I change my percentage?
No. We've seen it. Scott, you said?
Jim Cameron. James Cameron.
Kirsty?
James Cameron.
Ashley?
I've said James.
James Cameron. It's big James Cameron is the answer. Everyone gets it right. Nice. Woo. Percentage, before we wrap this out. Scott, you said?
92%.
92. Kirsty?
92.
Ah, twins. And Ashley?
I said 68.
68.
But that was because you guys made it, like, you didn't know who it was.
It's mind games.
It threw me off.
Yeah. It's the all part. I'm bragging about films.
I genuinely forgot what his name was until I started writing down the percentage, and then I was like, oh, wait, that's his name. So I have to go back.
92% of people know this.
Yeah, I was like, but it's in the title of Avatar.
All right, so people are pretty close for this one. So we have a 92, another 92, and a 68. It is 84.5, which means it's the tie between you two, who are 7.5 away, and you're 11.5 away, which isn't too far either. So 2 points each for you two, 1 point for Ashley for that one.
Not bad.
Yeah. Question
Cheers.
Three.
Cheers to that.
This is harder now that time has passed, this one. Not that much time has passed, but still. Question three. Name the film in which Tom Hardy plays both of the Kray twins.
Oh.
Yeah. I had forgotten about this film until I read this round today.
I've not actually seen it.
What I do remember is a kind of stupid bit of trivia about it. On the poster, they had like all these five-star interviews at the background. Yeah. And in the space between the two Tom Hardys, there was like a three-star review, but it made it look like it was a five-star review that they just put people in front of. Yeah. So they pretended it was another five-star review, which is clever of them. Mm.
Cheeky.
Smart design. Can I remember the name of the film? No.
You know what? I'll be honest, that's completely thrown me off. Sorry. Yeah.
So yeah, film, he plays both of the Kray twins.
There was another film that came out about those guys around about the same time as well. There was two of them.
Yeah. What was it?
Two films that came out, yeah.
What was there?
Should write that one down.
What's called?
Okay. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. What's everyone put?
Oh, you're so right.
Scott, you said?
Legend.
Yeah.
Kirsty?
I just wrote Kray.
Kray.
I put nothing.
Nothing. The other one was called The Rise of the Krays.
Yeah. And but, that one is called that.
But wouldn't Kray Kray have been a better name for all of
us? That's all I could think of. All that was going through my head was Kray Kray. Yeah. Kray Kray. Kray Kray. I was like, I can't write that.
The other one was called Legend. Well done, Scott.
Well, hey.
I did not think you'd get that.
Thank you. I've seen one scene of it.
Oh, nice. Is it a good scene?
Yeah, it was the one where he was like, pours his own Guinness in the pub. I don't know, maybe that's what the whole film's about. But
it just takes a really long Guinness pour.
Yeah, and then him and his brother comes in and does a bit of
robot noise.
Hammer time. They do some beatboxing together.
So yeah, Scott got the right percentages though. What'd you put?
73.
I went with 62. 62.
I put
78. 78, 73,
62.
The answer is
72.4.
Whoa.
Thank you.
Okay.
Scott also got the question right, though.
Oh, yeah, of course. So,
it's another tie between you two. You're both 5.6 away.
What a loophole.
I know.
Yeah, yes. And Ashley's 10.4 away, so pretty close again. Another 2-2-1 situation.
Yeah, dangerous.
He's on the same wavelength today, you two. What are we on now? Question four, multiple choice. Question four, what was the highest grossing film of the 1980s? Was it A, Star Wars Return of the Jedi? B, Ghostbusters, or C, E.T., the extraterrestrial.
I'm crying out loud, for real.
So, A, B, or C, highest grossing film of the 1980s.
Star Wars, Ghostbusters, or E.T.?
Yeah, Star Wars, Return of the Jedi, Ghostbusters, or E.T.? Anyone not seen any of those films?
I'm definitely more of a Trek than a Wars kind of person when it comes to stars.
Mm. Fair. Okay, Scott, you said?
Star Wars.
You said a Star War. Kirsty?
E.T.
Yeah, I also went with E.T.
E.T. as well.
Yeah.
So we have Star Wars, Ghostbusters, E.T. The answer is E.T.
Yeah.
Aww. Woohoo!
Nice, which made the most money in the 1980s. So
didn't make any of my money.
percentages, Scott, what's your magic number?
49%.
49. Kirsty?
70.
And Ashley?
I went with 75.
75, okay. We have 49, 70, 75. The furthest away is Scott, who is 18.9 away, a humongous 18.9. So he gets 1 point. Then between you two, it's another tie.
Ooh.
What?
Yeah.
This is mad.
Yeah, wow, so you're both 7.1 as well.
Really?
7.1 away as well. So another sharing of the points.
7.1 in either direction. Is that what that means?
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
So what was it? What was the percentage?
The answer, sorry. I got caught up there in all the drama. 62.9.
That one. Oh, because, because you're on easy rules. Of course.
Yeah. Mm. With the five.
Oh, look at me getting away with that.
Getting it right pays off.
Mm.
Using the system. That's what that's called.
Using, not abusing.
If the system's there, can you abuse it?
Yeah.
Really?
It's a deep question.
Yeah, I don't know if he's got time for that.
she's definitely a tricky fan.
If you want to write in to discuss that further.
Can we have like an agony aunt corner? Just Kirsty discusses the big question and also things she doesn't
Kirsty's
like.
Big question of the day.
Yeah.
Question five. So team names after this. Question five. For anyone who has ever wished upon a star is the tagline for which 1940s Disney film. So the tagline was for anyone who has ever wished upon a star.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh.
No, yeah.
Tagline for which 1940s Disney film. So name the Disney film and write down a number as well.
1940s.
Yeah, another film that didn't take your money. Answers for question five. Scott, you said?
Pinocchio.
Kirsty?
Pinocchio.
The nice picture as well.
Thank you. It looks like a dick with a chin.
It's pretty creepy, if you ask me.
He looks like hey Arnold's grandfather.
Yes. With a way bigger nose.
Yeah, I get that. Another Pinocchio from Ashley. Nice. The answer is Pinocchio. Well done, everyone. Pinocchio. Percentages, though, important, since we all put the same answer. Scott, you said?
53%.
53. And Kirsty?
62, which I think is a bit too high.
62.
Oh, for real?
It's
I
too
went with
high. 88.
I think it's 40s. I think everyone knows that.
When you hummed it, all I could think of was the Disney tune.
Yeah,
the
which is what it is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, well, that's at the start of
literally
everything.
Every single Disney movie.
Mind
Where
games,
have I
that's
heard
what it
that
is.
Before?
Should be humming the
rings
wrong,
a bell.
Humming the wrong one next time.
Jurassic Park
famous. Yeah, kazoo out for it.
Go.
Okay, so we have a 53, 62, 88. The answer is 73.3%.
Okay, does that mean?
3 points to Ashley, 2 points to Kirsty, 1 point to Scott.
Scott, it's all gone downhill, mate.
Oh, it's a comeback.
Is it?
Do my quizzes like a bell curve.
So. Team names?
Upside down bell curve?
Yep.
You've got no pictures this week, Scott?
Not yet.
Do you want to show us or tell us your team name?
Mine is Dump. Go ahead and dump. Dump. To the tune of
dump.
Jump by Van Halen.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Go ahead and dump.
Dump. Yeah, thank you.
No problem.
Nice. Yeah, Kirsty, the hummit. Kirsty, your team name?
When does a cake become a soup?
Oh, rough.
Oh, having a dig there.
Here's me giving thumbs up for the flapjack shaman. You know what? Let's kick Scott while he's down.
Yeah, but thumbs up don't really come across on a podcast. No. It's
flapjack's really nice.
Thank you. I'll change my team name.
Some croutons. And Ashley.
Yeah, I stuck with Big Fat Tuna Bone. It's not in line with today's theme, but.
It's food related.
It came in my mouth earlier.
Hopefully that makes it into the edit. Otherwise, it's a really weird team.
It's just random.
So, moving on. Question six. More recent than Pinocchio. Name the 2014 science fiction film that starred Matthew McConaughey, Anne Hathaway, and Jessica Chastain.
Oh. What year?
2014 sci-fi film that starred Matthew McConaughey, Anne Hathaway, and Jessica Chastain.
Wait, maybe not. Shit, I don't think I know what that is.
2014 sci-fi. 2014 seems like a long time ago.
You know what, 2014 as well is a year that basically does not exist to me.
Yeah, feels like a long time ago. You know the kind of like bash and humming thing that Matthew McConaughey does in Wolf of Wall Street? Yeah. He just apparently did that on the spot and they were like, yeah, put it in. That's great, it's weird. Let's keep that as a thing.
Yeah, I heard that as well.
Thing.
Just like him.
This is the podcast of the hum.
I'm enjoying this today. Kirsty's noises. Answers, percentages. This has threw a few people off here. Turn them around.
I've literally no idea.
You might be kicking yourself.
I will be. No, that wasn't 2014. I refuse to believe it. No way was that 2014. Was it?
It seems so
that was a couple of years ago. There's no way it's that film. Oh, man.
You seem so confident that you got me.
I can't believe it was 2014.
No, it's definitely 2014.
Does that mean we're correct?
Yes, sorry. We'll go through the answers. We'll go
Is
through.
Really?
What people have guessed. And they might be right. I don't know. Scott, you said.
Interstellar.
Kirsty?
Well, that'd be R.
Interstellar.
Stella.
Interstellar.
It's drinking in space. Kirsty, you said.
Interstellar.
And Ashley.
I put nothing, so I refuse to believe that was.
Refuse to believe
ago.
That film came out in 2014.
Question 6 boycott.
Oh, I was like, but what other.
It's about
other
time travel.
The Martian.
That's how confident I was.
I was thinking.
That was Matt Damon.
Yeah, and then I was thinking Gravity.
Gravity, but that was Sandra Bullock. That's what I
exactly.
went
Exactly. I went through
like,
those.
Oh,
I was like,
athlete.
It's definitely not Interstellar.
It's just like it's another brown haired white lady.
I was going to hum the Star Wars tune.
I remember Anne Hathaway being in it, actually. In Interstellar, that's why.
Yeah, I think same. I was a bit confused by that.
Yeah. Oh, God damn. Oh.
Yeah, Gravity was 2013.
Yeah, that I believe. That's fine.
All right. That's fine. That's
yeah.
a,
it'd been that.
That's a fact.
That would have been real year.
George Clooney, all
2014,
day.
2014, no. Going to write a letter to the director.
Oh, well, my percentage is way off as well then.
So, Interstellar is the answer. Percentages, Scott, you have said.
70.
Kirsty?
81.
8 and 1, 81. And Ashley?
I said 64 because I thought it was the most obscure sci-fi film
okay.
ever.
No one's heard
so,
of this. No one's seen
this
it.
Is maybe not your question.
No.
This one. You get 1 point for
one
this.
1 point for sure.
For farthest away.
Yeah.
Between you two, someone is 5.2 away. The percentage is 86.2.
Oh, man. This is just my week, apparently.
3 points to Kirsty.
That's all that chest.
2 points.
That's it. What if it'll...
Oh, we've got our jingle. Kirsty tapping out songs on her chest.
Transpose that over the humming and yeah.
Let's get back on track. Question 7. This was definitely 2010.
Okay.
What was the name of the Banksy directed documentary released in 2010? You understand who Banksy is?
Yeah, the guy who created Banks.
Yes.
Apparently, it's got strong links to Massive Attack.
Yeah.
Because his pieces keep appearing exactly where they have toured.
Yeah.
I thought it was the guy from Massive Attack.
Well, I think they kind
the
of
guy.
Are pretty sure it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to spoil it.
Yeah. Anyway, but really, you know, do you?
This
close
is
pals with Banksy.
99% true. If we get sued, then it's Scott's fault.
Well, you saw my drawing before.
Yeah.
Could be me.
Yeah. Scott is Banksy. He does Dustin Hoffman portraits. yeah, the Banksy documentary. What was the name of it? People got answers. Go.
Oh.
Scott, you said.
Girl with the red balloon.
Girl with the red balloon. Kirsty.
I drew the girl with the red, or rather, the girl from the ring with the red balloon. But I, but I wrote exit through the gift shop.
Exit through the gift
and
shop.
And I wrote exit through the gift shop window.
It is exit through the gift shop.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I added window with my own brain.
Climbing through. Smashing in the gift shop.
Just stealing. How else to get in the gift shop? Obviously the window.
That's that other documentary.
Doors, no. Oh, yeah, he's smashing it like in the One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
chucking things out the window. That's how he gets in and out. It is exit through the gift shop. Brackets,
do I still get it
brackets
for...
window.
Yeah, it is.
That was the edited version. Percentages, Scott, what have you written down?
53%.
53. Kirsty?
77.
Ooh.
Oh, I put 76.
76.
Ooh.
Okay. So we have 53, 77, and a 76. The answer is 44%.
Yay.
Yes. Really?
Less than 50. So yeah. Somehow, Scott gets all 3 points.
Well, hang on a second.
2 points to Ashley, 27 away. Then 1 point to Kirsty. Question 8. We have a year of release question.
Oh.
Comedy. So, in what year was Airplane released? The Leslie Nielsen one.
Is there a sort of within, like, get it within 5 years and you get it right, or do you have to get the year?
For this, you have to get the year.
You have to get it, yeah. Bang on. Airplane.
Normally, you could just pop it in the decade and you'd be fine.
It's fine, yeah. Airplane, when did it come out? Has everyone seen Airplane?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Oh, you'd enjoy it, Scott.
He's got a drinking problem. You ever been to a Turkish prison? You ever seen a grown man naked?
Yeah, it's called Flying High in Australia.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Why?
Don't know. Because we don't call airplanes airplanes. We call them aeroplanes.
You call them flying high machines.
We call them aeroplanes.
That's the same thing.
Nah, I'll never catch on. Don't see it happening. So when was Airplane released? Answer in percentage.
percentage of people that got the score the year right on.
Yeah, got a bang on.
Low. Or is it?
I do like Leslie Nielsen, though.
Yeah,
but you've never seen his most famous film.
I thought that would have been like The Naked Gun.
That's also very famous.
Yeah, you've seen The Naked Gun, but you've not seen Airplane.
Yeah. I've also seen, what's it called?
Blood Oil Diamond.
That's the one.
Featuring him.
Leslie Nielsen is the other diamond.
Yeah.
Get Wrongfully Accused. That's a great film.
So, Airplane. People got answers, numbers written down. Lots of numbers for this one. Unless you wrote your year in words.
Nothing but numbers.
Okay, turn them around.
Ooh.
Everyone is in the same decade. Scott, you said
1987.
87. Kirsty.
88.
Ashley.
81. So that's maybe a little bit too early. I was going to put it in the 70s, but then decided it was definitely the 80s.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's one of those, I think it's one of those timeless.
It kind of feels ageless a little bit. Yeah. Perhaps. You know what I mean? Because I think it was probably dated when it was made, so it just feels like it's forever in the wrong place and time.
So Airplane, it came out in 1980.
No way!
Yeah, you were close. You were along the right lines in theory of it being slightly older than you think. Right. But percentages, that's everyone put. Scott, you said?
I went 36.
36. Kirsty?
39.
Ashley?
46.
46. The answer is 27.6%.
Oh my.
Ooh.
So that means 3 to Scott, who's 13.4 away, 2 to Kirsty, 1 to Ashley one. So question 9, which Jim Carrey comedy film is this line from? If I'm not back in 5 minutes, just wait longer.
It really could be any of them, though. It's a pretty ambiguous could.
He's one for the catchphrases, isn't he? Mm.
I'm going for the one I know the least best out of them because I can't remember it automatically, I think.
That's a good tactic actually. Yeah, if you can't remember every one of the catchphrases, then it might be that film.
Maybe.
Scott, what did you say?
I put Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
Doubtful. Kirsty?
Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
And Ashley?
I said Liar, Liar.
I thought
I knew all the catchphrases from Ace Ventura.
See, I think I do for the second Ace Ventura, but not for the first.
The answer is Ace Ventura, Pet Detective is the answer. So well done. Percentages, because we get points back here. Scott, you said?
I went 21.
21?
Yeah, I tried to go as low as possible.
Kirsty?
59.
Yeah, I went 31. Ashley went 31. I just found that quite difficult.
Bit of a spread. 21, 59, 31. The answer is 56.
There you go.
So only 3 away. Kirsty gets 3 points.
Oh, caper.
2 points to Ashley, who's 25 away. 35 away is Scott. And the last one. I don't want to give too much away for scores, but it's a tie for first just now.
Ooh.
Question 10, the finale. Name the actor who starred in Sid and Nancy, Bram Stoker's Dracula, The Fifth Element, and Harry Potter.
So. I really like him in Bram Stoker's Dracula. Also, I just like that film. I know it's kind of a bit like campy and like, but it's also great.
So it's a him.
Come on.
I'm thrown off.
Answers. What's everyone put? Turn them around. Last one.
Oh, of course it was. What, it's Gary Oldman in Harry Potter.
Yeah, he's I drew a dog.
I've never seen Harry Potter.
I see.
Oh,
right. I put Alan Rickman. I don't know.
And Scott, you said
Robbie Coltrane. He's definitely in Harry Potter.
He is.
We all, I mean, a lot of kind of British acting royalty or whatever it is. Yeah.
Just shows up in Harry Potter.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Oh, I've sucked Robbie Coltrane.
He's not in the other films, though. So, yeah, we have Robbie Coltrane, Gary Oldman, and Alan Rickman. The answer is Gary Oldman.
Gaza.
Yes, who is younger than Gary Newman.
He's also Gaza.
Yeah.
My fave of the Gazas.
Tough choice.
Would argue.
It's a tough choice. But yeah, so Oscar winning Gary Oldman now. Maybe slightly more famous than before.
He's a good egg.
Yeah, he is a good egg.
Yeah, I feel like he'd be a nice person.
I think so.
Yeah.
I don't think I've heard anything bad about him, so that's a positive sign so far.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, he was the wolf.
Yeah, that's why I drew a...
He was dog.
Sirius Black.
That's right. That's
he is
name.
A dog. He's not like a wolf. He's like a werewolf. Scraggly that's dog.
Me. Werewolf's Lupin.
Lupin's the big hairless.
Yeah, he's a werewolf.
Thing. Right.
Yeah.
But, Robbie Coltrane was
nerd.
Also
good. Right, percentages. Scott, you said.
I went 36.
36. Kirsty.
78.
Oh, confident in the old man. And Ashley.
I said 68.
68. Okay. Final one. So it is Gary Oldman. We've got 36, 76, and a 68. The answer is 65.5. 3 points.
2 points.
To Ashley over there.
Ashley. Hey. Like I'm just getting by on my percentages, aren't I? I'm not getting any of them right.
2 points to Kirsty, and then 1 point to Scott, who failed on both counts for that one.
So really, whoever the tie was, it probably should have been fixed by that. We didn't have another tie.
Oh, so all right, Mrs. Math. So.
Yeah, an outright winner.
You're really thinking about this.
Yeah, I mean, I care now. I think I'm invested.
I think I know who the winner is.
There's no tie. I can say that.
Mm. Ooh.
That's what I told you.
Yes. So, do you want to do the final scores? Anyone got any film grievances they want to air?
Other than that Star Wars is... No,
I refuse to believe Interstellar.
You've not seen any Harry Potter films?
And I haven't seen any Harry Potter
films. Any of them at all? Not a single one?
I mean, you can skip the
first... I think I saw one of them when it came out, maybe.
Skip the first two. They're pretty average. And then...
I don't know. I like Chamber of Secrets.
They're good for backstories.
That was... Yeah. Once you get to the three, they get a bit more serious.
There's a troll in the dungeon.
That's when all the good actors come in. Essentially, whenever Gary Oldman comes in, it gets good.
Well, if I'd known that Gary Oldman was in it, I might have watched it.
Well, you still can, though. They're still around.
It's too late.
Nope. It's over. Harry Potter season's done.
As long as the last one didn't come out in 2014, we're fine. I really wish they'd finish this series. It's been a while.
Is there one missing? Or?
good.
Okay. I feel like I need to watch more movies.
See, that's the thing. Is I watch a lot of independent films, so...
I thought you were going to say Independence Day.
That's all I watched. Independence Day again.
Will Smith just...
Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah.
Okay, so in third place, winning the bronze medal today, which is a lump of cookies. Third place is Scott on 17 points.
I thought, yeah. I mean, that makes sense.
I mean, you're not far away. Second place, 19 points, is Ashley in second. Well done. And then winning by 2 on 21, we have Kirsty, who wins this week's percentage game.
Well done.
Thank you.
Well
nice.
Done.
Yes, it was you and Scott neck and neck, I think. So, champion, Kirsty. There we go. Percentage game done. Well done, well everyone. Done. It was a Thank good you. Film round.
Not bad.
We covered all the films.
Yeah.
We can close that chapter. Send a message to Hollywood. Yeah. We're done. Film's covered. And there we go. That's it. Wrap up. So we can do one last plug for 314.
Yes, that's it.
Set it right this time.
314.
314. Where can we find out about 314?
So I have an Instagram and a Facebook, which I'm Bakery314 on there. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I've realised the name's bad because it just comes in many forms.
So it's three, like the word, and then...
And then point, and then 1-4. But you don't have to say the point.
Is that...
You know.
Is that a maths pun?
It is.
Nice. Like a piece of pie.
Initially, I was going to sell a lot more pies. I sell less pies. Oh. I sell no pies.
No pies? Not even pretty like much apple
no
pie.
Pies at the moment.
It's kind of funnier. I kind of like that there.
Yeah, anyway, yeah.
Ironic name.
Yeah. It's I just thought kind of... It was your address.
Most people do. They're like, oh, is that the number? Is that the door number? No.
Instagram,
Facebook.
In-store.
In-store.
Nice.
By the Commonwealth Pool.
Good.
Great little place. You should come along and check it out.
Nice.
Sweet.
And there we go. End of the podcast. So big thank you to our guest, Ashley, for coming on.
Thank you, Ashley.
Thank you.
Thanks for having
and
me.
And thank you, regulars, Kirsty.
Cheers.
And regular Scott.
Thank you.
And that is it. If you want to find out more, you can check us out online, leave a nice review. If you want to be on the podcast, send us a message and find out more information on the usual channels. And that's it. We'll see everyone next time for another GQHQPQ.